first of all, it can just, in general, raise awareness for the different natural hazards that affect a community. And by raising awareness, that usually helps in some capacity to mitigate different hazards. But primarily, the reason why a community would want a hazard mitigation plan is that once they have a FEMA-approved and community-adopted plan, they are then eligible for different FEMA grant funding sources to help with implementing projects that could mitigate the natural hazards.
But higher up on the list, there's landslides. How does the document address that?
Well, the city chose different mitigation actions, or simply put, projects to look at implementing in the next 5 years before their next update of the plan. And for landslides specifically, they chose two mitigation actions to kind of start off with, and one is to simply develop maps of historic landslides and landslide-prone areas throughout Petersburg. And this type of project could be funded through some FEMA grants. And this information from this project would just help bring general knowledge to community developers, residents, and city regulators to help make informed decisions regarding future land use and where to site it. So, you know, your community development department could use these maps and say, you know what, we looked and we see that this area has really high landslide risk, and it's not a good idea to give you a building permit for this. So
right.
That's something that could happen from that.
Well, another concern that's listed as a possibility in Petersburg is a big fire downtown. How does it address that? Maybe what are some of the ideas that the committee considered?
Well, the city looked at several different mitigation actions for downtown fire, some of which included publishing and distributing information about how to prevent cooking fires and proper methods to extinguish them. They also looked at things such as ordinances that eliminate smoking in commercial occupancies and bars, and similar to that, establishing an ordinance that would require all buildings in downtown to have sprinkler systems or an automatic alarm notification. But when the mitigation strategy was chosen, it was important for the planning committee to look at all kinds of different considerations. And we look at categories such as social concerns, technical, administrative concerns, political, legal, economic, and environmental concerns.
The concerns of doing these mitigation things like sprinklers or whatever else.
Exactly. So, you know, you want to put forth a mitigation action strategy that is going to work for your community. So if you don't have political support for it, what's the use in bringing forward that action if it's not going to get accomplished? The same with if you don't have the technical capabilities. Why put that forward? You can still leave it in your table that lists out potential actions, because as the city grows and continues to update this plan, those capabilities and that political support may change. And so it's good to always look back at what was tossed around as an idea, and maybe it's appropriate to bring it forward in a mitigation strategy down the road, but it's not appropriate right now.
Right. So in this case, they didn't decide to put sprinklers in there as something that the city should pursue. But what was something that they did pick?
The planning committee chose for downtown fire some actions that include adopting the latest international fire code with the State of Alaska amendments, and also publishing and distributing informative literature about how to prevent cooking fires and proper methods to extinguish them, and also informative literature explaining the importance of the importance and the methods of keeping heating appliances and clean and good working condition, the importance of annual inspections, different chemicals that you might find in a business or a residence, because there are residences downtown, and the importance of evacuation plans.